Hey, kids, it's time for the Mr. Bill Show.
Hello, kiddies. Hey, oh, boy, are we going to have fun today because we're all going to look at my family album. Yay!
Whoops.
Oh, Spot.
Say, Mr. Bill, here's your family album.
Oh, Mr. Hands, can we find out where I came from, huh?
Sure, Mr. Bill. You know, you're from a show business family. Your grandfather was Vaudeville Bill, and he worked hard, hoping one day to become a big star. And before long, Mr. Bill, he became so good, he brought the house down every night.
Oh, poor Grandpa!
And you know, Mr. Bill, your father was also in show business, and started out in the movies as a stuntman. But your father found being a star even more hazardous than being a stuntman. So he quit show business to settle down and raise a family. And he took your mother's hand in marriage, and like your grandpa, he brought the church down. Say, and before you know it, along came little Billy.
Oh, that's me, yay!
Your mom and dad were out in the backyard picnicking that day, when all of a sudden, the glorious event happened. And as it often happened in those days, your father died during childbirth.
Oh, what a rotten way to come into the world!
And then, Mr. Bill, you received the slap of life. Then, Mr. Bill, that very evening, during a terrible rainstorm, another glorious event occurred when a shivering little stray dog scratched on the door and we took Spot in to stay forever.
Here comes Mr. Bill.
Oh, oh, it's Spot, hey! But you know, Mr. Hands, it seemed like I remember we didn't have any towels to dry him off.
Oh, I took care of that.
Oh, poor Spot, oh!
Say, in talking about drying off, do you remember your first diaper? And how I helped out when your mom didn't have any safety pins?
Oh, yeah, how could I forget that?
Oh, and you know, it was also the time you spoke your first word. Soon, your mom had to go out shopping, so you got your first babysitter, Auntie Sluggo.
Oh, she wasn't a babysitter. She was just mean to me.
But, Mr. Bill, she ironed your clothes for you. And she fed you. And then she brushed your teeth. Well, Mr. Bill, it wasn't long before you were up and on your feet and ready to take your first step.
Yeah, but why did you make me bring it into traffic, huh?
And soon your hair got too long, and you got your first haircut.
Oh, Mr. Hands, look, I really had a rough childhood. I'm surprised I made it to my first birthday.
Well, Mr. Bill, as we all know, things get worse. Like when you had to go to the doctor for your first checkup. First, he checked your reflexes.
Oh, but I didn't have any reflexes.
And then he took your temperature.
Oh,
well, Mr. Bill, at least your blood pressure was normal.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but the worst thing that happened was when he gave me the vaccination for all the kids in town.
But, Mr. Bill, you've never gotten polio. Now, come on, Mr. Bill. Things weren't that bad. Like, remember what a charge you got out of Christmas?
Yeah, but why did I always have to go to work at the Christmas tree, huh?
But, Mr. Bill, remember all the fun you had at the playground? Like when you played buried treasure with your pal.
Oh, well, there wasn't any treasure there.
And remember the seesaw?
Oh!
And how about all the great thrills when you played catcher in the Little League?
Yeah, but why did you play me so close to the plate, huh?
Well, Mr. Bill, you've finally become a young man. And remember your first day at school?
Yeah, I remember. And you know something, Mr. Hands? I'm beginning to think that maybe you haven't been such a good friend to the family like you say you are. And you know, if I see one more time you helped us out, I might get really mad.
Oh, well, I'd better shut the family album then.
Oh!
Whoa, now you're in the family album, Mr. Bill. Bye-bye.